Hollywood, California, we bring you Gene Hersholt in a new Dr. Christian story called Mr. Holly, presented for your enjoyment by the Cheeseborough Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. Has your skin a tendency to dryness? Is it easily chapped when exposed to winter winds? And you can put an end to this discomfort with a simple remedy that is probably in your medicine cabinet right now. And that's Vaseline jellies. Just rub some on the chapped sore spots. Perhaps you wonder how Vaseline jelly can be effective in the treatment of so many different skin injuries and irritations. Well, I'll tell you. It's because Vaseline jelly performs three vitally important services. Three services to which nearly all the everyday ailments of the skin respond. First, Vaseline jelly softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. Second, it forms a protective film that helps guard against outside infection. And third, it soothes irritation and promotes rapid healing. If your supply is running low, get a jar of Vaseline jelly tomorrow. It costs only 10 cents anywhere. Tonight, our Dr. Christian story will let you in on a series of events that has had the town talking and laughing for weeks. It's the story of old Mr. Holly, our music teacher, and a famous Russian violinist that Mrs. Browning is sponsoring. You remember Mrs. Browning. She's president of the 20th Century Poets Club and responsible for most of our uplift in River's End. The cast of the play includes Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price, the doctor's secretary, Earl Ross as Mr. Holly, Myra Marsh as Mrs. Browning, Jack Bruskoff as Alexis Andreev, the great Russian violinist, and Frank Martin as his manager, Madison. The scene opens in Mr. Holly's studio, where 10-year-old Walter Smith is reluctantly learning the violin. Dr. Christian is present, too, having dropped in to chat with his old friend, Mr. Holly.
No, no, Walter. You're not putting your mind on it. Play it with sureness and firmness. Here, let me have your violin. Like this. There, you see? That'll be all for today. You may run along now.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Walter.
I'll Silver!
Well, if it's true that music is the universal language, I'm afraid Walter Smith has an impediment.
Oh, no. Walter's doing very well. They can't all be like Alexis Andreev. He's the great Russian violinist, you know. He was a pupil of mine.
Yes, so I've heard.
Oh, have you? Well, who told you?
You did.
I'm quite proud of it. You see, Dr. Christian, a music teacher's glory can only be a reflected one. But I don't recall mentioning it to you about Andreev, I mean.
Yes, you mentioned it several times.
Isn't that queer? I don't remember it at all.
Oh, well, when fellows begin to get along like you and me, our memories aren't quite what they used to be.
There's nothing wrong with my memory, and I'm not getting along. I'm just as spry as I ever was.
Of course you are. Only, well, it might not be a bad idea to take things a little easier. After all, you haven't any wife, any children to support. You don't have to work so hard.
It isn't work, Dr. Christian. Other people work, but I'm the luckiest man in the world. I get paid for what I'd be doing anyway.
Well, just take it a little easier. It won't do any harm. Well, I've got it back. Got to get back. See, I've got an appointment at 4:30 with Mrs. Browning.
Oh, Mrs. Browning.
Now, Mr. Holly, why don't you and Mrs. Browning make it up? After all these years,
I'll never make it up with her.
Oh, now, let bygones be bygones.
Never. She seems to think that social position and money entitle one to talent. Well, they don't. She has no talent. I told her so once. I tell her again.
Well, I know.
She has no more voice than a giraffe.
Well, don't get so excited about it. You yourself said that they can't all be like, what's his name, Andreev?
Andreev is a violinist. A great violinist. Not a singer.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. But at that, Martha Browning has her points.
Points? Huh. She's sharp, all right.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Harley. I've simply got to get back to my office.
Dr. Christian's office? Oh, yes. Yes, I'm certain of it. No, not at all. Goodbye.
Was that Dr. Christian?
No, it wasn't Mrs. Browning, but he'll be here any minute now.
I know, but I had an appointment for 4:30, and it's almost 5 o'clock.
I'm sorry.
Where is he anyway?
Well, the last time he phoned in, he said he was stopping for a few minutes to see Mr. Holly.
That faker. It's time River's End found out about Holly.
Found out? Found out what?
Oh, that impossible story he tells about Andreyev being a pupil of his.
Oh, that.
Why, Andreyev was born and educated in Russia. How could he ever have been a pupil of Mr. Holly's?
Oh, Mr. Holly's such an innocent old soul. I guess we can permit him one harmless fib.
Harmless fib? It's a downright scheming lie to attract students.
Oh, no.
Yes, my dear. Mr. Holly should be properly shown up. And if I know anything about it, he soon will be.
Why? How do you mean?
Listen, Judy, I have the most startling news. Andreyev is right here in River's End.
Andreyev is? Alexis Andreyev?
He's at the United States Hotel, resting here a few days before his concert season opens in Chicago. I've actually seen him and spoken to him.
Oh, then you know him,
well,
huh?
Well, not personally, but we have mutual friends in musical circles in Chicago.
Oh.
And I'm arranging a reception for him next Friday. I'm going to invite everyone, and I'm going to show up Mr. Holly once and for all.
Oh, but surely you wouldn't...
Oh, hello, Mrs. Browning.
Hello, Doctor.
My goodness, 5 o'clock. Am I that late? I stopped in to see Mr. Holly and...
Yes, Judy told me. I trust he's doing well.
Oh, very well. He told me he was the luckiest man in the world. Now, come into the consultation room, Mrs. Browning. Say, it's after 6 o'clock, Judy. Why don't you let that typing go till tomorrow?
Oh, I'll have it finished in a minute or two. Dr. Christian?
Yes?
Did Mrs. Browning say anything to you about a reception?
No. No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
She talked mostly about her diet. She wanted me to change it. She says it gives her a stomachache.
Well, she's going to have one next Friday.
A stomachache?
No, a reception. Reception for Alexis Andreyev.
You mean Andreyev, the piano player?
No, he's a violinist.
Oh, say, wait. Isn't he the violinist that Mr. Holly is always talking about?
Yes, and he's right here in town. Mrs. Browning is planning a reception for him. She's going to get him up in front of everybody and have him deny he was ever a pupil of Mr. Holly's.
Well, you know the old saying, crush truth to earth and sooner or later it'll get up and smack you.
Well, I don't see that it's very funny.
Oh, after all, Mr. Holly has got a lot of mileage out of that story. Maybe it's time for him to get a new one.
But that isn't the point. How do you think he'll feel when she shows him up to be a liar?
Yes. Yes, I see what you mean.
Mr. Holly's an old man. He isn't well. I tell you, he'll never get over it.
I hadn't thought of that. Yes, it could be serious.
We've got to do something. Why don't you have a talk with Mrs. Browning and persuade her not to...
No, it wouldn't work. I know why Mrs. Browning doesn't like Mr. Holly.
Hmm?
He wounded her vanity.
Oh?
Oh, you can mistreat a woman, break her heart, even beat her, and she might forgive you. But injure her vanity? No.
Since when are you an expert on women, Dr. Christian's office? Who? Who? Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, of course. I think he can come right away.
No, what was that?
It was Alexis Andreyev. He wants to see you at the hotel.
But the trouble, mon cher docteur, it is here in the chest when I breathe. So,
Yes. Well, we'll get to that, Mr. Andreev. Or do they call you Mr. in Russia?
In Russia, in the United States, in the whole world, it is simply Andreev.
No, I mean, I thought maybe you had a title.
The titles, bah. I stand above titles.
Good. Now, if you'll just stand over here, we'll get on with the examination. Now, I want you to breathe through your mouth.
Is that ever good?
Is it what?
Is it ever good, ever good? How do you like my breathing?
Oh, well, it sounds all right.
All right. When the great Andreev does something, it must be perfect.
Now count.
Count?
Yes, 1, 2, 3, and so on.
100, 200, 300.
No. Just like anybody, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 may be good enough for anybody, but Andreev counts by the hundreds. With me, everything is big.
Well, in that case, Mr. Andreev, I'd say that you had rhinopharyngitis. Otherwise, I'd diagnose it as a slight cold.
A cold? Oh, you make the joke. That is droll. That is ever good.
So just take reasonably good care of yourself for a few days and you'll be all right.
Well, merci, mon docteur, 1,000 thanks. Andreev, he likes your jokes. Andreev, he likes you. And perhaps for you someday I can do the favor.
Well, you know, Mr. Andreev, you might be able to do one right now.
Name it.
Well, it's, maybe I'd better put it this way. There's an old friend of mine, a music teacher, named Holly.
Holly, yeah.
I don't suppose you've ever heard of him, but...
Holly? Never.
Well, he's heard of you.
Yeah, but of course, the great Andreev.
Yeah, in fact, he says that you were once a pupil of his.
What? I, the great Andreev, a pupil of this Holly? Oh, mon ami, that is fantastic.
Yes, of course, I know, but... Well, he's an elderly man, and he likes to boast a little.
Yeah, that is bad, to boast. Even I, the great Andreev, never boast.
No, not... Well, anyway, I hear that Mrs. Browning is giving a reception for you.
La Madame Browning, she has been charming, but un moment, what has that to do with this Mr. Hawley?
Well, you see, that's what I'm trying to explain. At the reception, if anything should come up about your being a pupil of Mr. Hawley's, well, I don't ask you to tell a lie about it, but just don't deny it.
I understand perfectly. I will simply... What is it you Americans say? I will skip on it.
I'm glad you fixed it. Heavens, the whole town is here tonight.
Yes, except Mr. Holly.
Oh, she'd never invite him.
Say, Judy, did you ever hear the expression, is it ever good?
Hear what?
The expression, is it ever good? You know, meaning, is it all right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's just a little colloquial phrase that I...
Shh. Everybody, please. I have some delightful news. Andreev has consented to play for us. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Monsieur Andreev. Andreev will play 2 selections for us. The first is a simple American air, which I'm sure he must have learned as a little lad when he first visited this country. How old were you, Monsieur Andreev, when you first came to America?
But, madame, I did not come to this country till I was 28. My boyhood, it was spent in Russia and in France.
Oh, but you must have learned it from an American teacher.
No, I had no American teachers. Andreev studied only with the great maestros of Europe.
Well, you would hardly call Mr. Holly a great maestro, and I'm certain he's never been to Europe.
Did you hear that?
I do not know what madame is speaking about. Madame asked me to play the selection,
then
and I...
Where did you meet Mr. Holly? We're all so interested.
Now, please, madame,
You do know him, of course.
No, I do not. Now, would it be ever good if I played now?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Andreev will now play Mighty Like a Rose.
And you said you fixed it.
Thank you.
The curtain is coming down on the first act of our Dr. Christian story called Mr. Holly. We'll continue in a moment, and while you are enjoying your intermission, I'd like to present a man who has something to say that I'm sure will be of interest to all of you.
I'm a divisional sales manager with dozens of salesmen under me. In a job like that, you have a grand opportunity to judge what makes certain men succeed in selling while others fail. And I've come to the conclusion that a man's personal appearance is one of his biggest business assets. And, in my estimation, nothing can add so much to a man's good appearance as a healthy-looking, well-groomed hair. That's why I suggest to all my salesmen that they use Vaseline Hair Tonic regularly.
It's really easy to keep your hair good-looking with Vaseline Hair Tonic. If you're troubled with dry scalp, rub plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic on the scalp before every shampoo. Then every day when you comb your hair, use just a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as a dressing for the hair. You'll notice a tremendous difference. And Vaseline Hair Tonic is different. It contains no ingredients that have a drying effect on the hair. Instead, Vaseline Hair Tonic helps to prevent and overcome excessive dryness by supplementing the natural oils. It's economical, too. Only 40 and 70 cents at any drugstore. It's curtain time again, and the next scene in our Dr. Christian drama, starring Jean Hersholt, is again laid in the doctor's office.
But, Mrs. Smith, I don't see why Walter should give up his lesson simply because... But what difference could it possibly... Yes. Well, Dr. Christian just came in. I'll call you back later. Goodbye, Mrs. Smith.
What did Mrs. Smith want?
Nothing. She only wanted to talk. She's heard about it, too. She's stopping Walter's violin lessons.
That's the fourth pupil he's lost in the last week.
Well, no doubt Mrs. Browning is satisfied now. And Andreev, too.
Oh, it wasn't altogether his fault. He tried to squirm out of it, but Martha Browning is a pretty smart woman. She had him under her foot.
That's where a heel belongs. I suppose you saw the Chicago paper this morning.
No, I haven't had time. Why?
Well, she's in Chicago now. Listen to this. Mrs. Martha Browning of Chicago and River's End will sponsor Alexis Andreev, noted violinist, at a private recital tomorrow evening in the Blue Room of the Hotel Voyageur. She's sponsoring him now. The Russian virtuoso is a finished artist, and...
And if he isn't, she'll soon see that he is.
Yeah.
Well, there's a sort of a rough justice in the world after all.
That isn't going to help Mr. Holly.
No. The damage is done. There isn't anything that'll help him. He certainly made a thorough job of it.
What does Mr. Holly say about it?
Nothing. He won't talk about it. He won't talk about anything. He just lies there. And...
Lies there?
Well, I wasn't going to tell you, but...
You mean he's really ill?
Yes. Very ill.
Oh.
You were right, Judy. He'll never get over it. To get well, a man must want to get well. He doesn't want to. I think he would rather die than face people.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
Now, we mustn't let ourselves get too upset about it.
How could she be so heartless, so cruel, down there in Chicago giving parties and having a good time, getting herself noticed, her name in the paper while all the...
Judy.
Sorry, couldn't help it.
We better get on with the morning's mail.
Yeah. There was only one letter in this bulletin from the University of North Dakota.
North Dakota?
Mm.
Wait a minute. Why, of course. North Dakota.
What?
That's it. I knew I'd heard it somewhere.
What on earth are you talking about?
Pearly Gate.
Pearly Gate?
Yes, it's a town in North Dakota. Look, I want to make a long-distance telephone call.
Oh.
You pack my bag.
No,
hurry.
But...
I'll just have time enough to make the 10:14 train.
Where are you going? To Pearly Gate?
No, to Chicago.
Mr. Andreev's room? No, this is Madison, his manager. Well, just a moment.
The reporters, tell them Andreev will see them.
It's a Dr. Christian.
Christian?
He's downstairs in the lobby.
What does he want?
I don't know. Do I tell him to come up?
But certainly not. Andreev cannot be bothered with this peasant. I have the appointment with the press.
Hello. I'm sorry, but Andreev is busy. He's expecting the reporters. No, immediately after the interview, he gives the recital in the blue room. I'm sorry, but... No, it won't be possible to see him at all. Assistant sort of fellow. Where'd you know him?
Oh, he's from Rivers End, the village medical. A nobody.
Say, wait a moment. Dr. Christian of Rivers End. Dr. Paul Christian?
Yes.
I've heard of him. If it's the same Dr. Christian, he certainly isn't a nobody. In fact, he's quite famous.
Monsieur Madison, I do not wish to see
all
him.
All right.
Enough. And now about the reporters when they arrive. Would it be ever good to tell them of my escape from Russia?
That story is pretty well known by this time. Almost every paper in the country has printed it at one time or another.
Yes, you are right, mon ami. Perhaps it would be...
Good evening.
I beg your pardon.
I know I should have knocked, but I knew you were in. I'm Dr. Christian.
I am very busy. What is it you want?
It's about a patient of mine.
What has Andreev to do with your patients?
Oh, a great deal in this case. It's the man I told you about, Mr. Holly. He's very ill. If you would come back to Riversend and visit him, well, perhaps it would help.
I don't want to know what this is all about, Dr. Christian.
It is nothing, a joke.
But Andreev couldn't possibly return to Riversend. He's preparing for a series of concerts here in Chicago, and then...
Oh, he wouldn't have to stay in Riversend
long. It is out of the question, and it would please me for you to leave my room.
Not without you, Mr. Andreev. You see, I've come to take you back.
Take me back?
Yes, and the train is leaving in a half an hour.
This is insanity.
Now, see here...